Ben Solly, principal at Uppingham Community College.
And I'm guessing today's news and the plans you've made for the rest of this week must take you back a couple of years, really. And in some ways, you probably can't believe that we're still in this situation, or at least in it again.
You're absolutely right, Rob. It really feels quite strange, extremely disappointing to have to make the decision to partially close UCC yesterday. I did think all this was behind us, to be honest, and it kind of snuck up really, really quickly out of nowhere this week. I was speaking last week actually to some head teachers in Leicester City, and they were asking me about the number of COVID cases. And quite naively, I said, well, we haven't really had any. And I probably should have kept my mouth shut because straight after that, we started to notice it. And yeah, the staff have just been dropping like flies. We're up to 17 positive confirmed cases now amongst teachers, which is the hardest one to deal with, really, because we have lots of people that work here in support roles as well. But it's the student-facing ones, i.e. the teachers, which are the hardest to deal with when it comes to absences. And if you think about most teachers delivering between four or five lessons a day, 5 days a week, that's a lot of lessons to cover. So I felt more like a supply teacher this week than a head teacher. We've done everything we possibly could do to keep the wheels turning, but we got to a point yesterday where it was starting to feel unsafe. We did an assessment and we felt that actually, with the level of absence that we had and that we knew was coming, we would only be able to cope with 2 year groups in school. So had to make that really tough call again, which was extremely disappointing, like I say.
And you've decided year sevens as their new and year 11 because obviously they're getting to the time that's most crucial for them.
Yeah, it's obviously important to prioritise year 11 when you have to make these decisions because, of course, they are sitting their GCSEs this academic year. Year 7 was the other one that we felt that they're the hardest ones for parents to leave at home. You know, if people have got to go to work and leave their children at home, some people might not feel as comfortable leaving their 11-year-old who's only just started secondary school at home and supervised all day. And of course, all family circumstances are completely different, aren't they? So we have to draw a line of best fit. I really feel for our year 10s because they've just started GCSE courses and that's interrupted now, which is very, very unfortunate. And so if we are able to bring any of them back before the end of the week, then year 10s will be the next ones on the list.
And you're advising anyone who gets a positive COVID test to stay away for 3 days.
Well, from the NHS guidance, that's what it's recommending for people that are under 18. So if students test positive, we're asking them to stay at home for 3 days. People aren't routinely testing anymore, though, are they? If we rewind our minds back to when schools having to do that twice a week and then send in our results, we were catching people that were maybe asymptomatic or only had mild symptoms. That's not happening now. People are only taking a test because they're feeling really unwell and thinking, well, this might be COVID, I better take a test. And so we're not having a situation where people who are basically okay, got a positive test, and they're coming into work. It's the ones where, you know, people are actually really unwell. And every single case that we've had within our teachers for at least 3 days, they've been very, very poorly. We've had a couple come back today and they're sort of saying, well, I'm feeling okay. You know, they've had 5 days off, feeling okay, but not great, but much better than I was. So it feels a little bit different this time around, but yeah, we're hoping that we're over the worst of it now. And actually, after this week, we can get back to business as usual.
It's interesting what you said at the start of this, because obviously, you know, in the early days of COVID, it was schools that were driving the rate of infection, but that's not been the case until now, really.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, I don't know why it's not really on the news much, is it? We're certainly not being provided with any information or being asked to take any preemptive measures. So, you know, actually walking around the school now, I'm seeing more colleagues choosing to wear face masks because they're worried about catching it themselves. People who are returning wearing face masks as well because they're worried they might still have symptoms possibly that could be passed on. And so I think we're just being a little bit more cautious here because obviously the impact is our students aren't in at the moment for years 8, 9, and 10, which is really bad. And, you know, I'm hoping this is the only one of these decisions I have to make this year.
Are you able to get any support as well from, you know, public health locally? Are they able to work with you on this?
We've informed the local authority, and that's as much as we can do at this point, really. From a public health perspective, we don't have any advice or guidance other than the type of things that we were doing previously, but we don't want to reintroduce face coverings. We're encouraging children to continue washing their hands, and we're asking the adults to try and stay a sensible distance away from colleagues and keep rooms ventilated, which, you know, are the basics that we've really had. All that still going on even after the kind of pandemic was over type of thing. We've still worked really hard to keep spaces ventilated. That's just become habitual, but there's just even more of a focus on it now, really.
So I guess you'll be keeping the situation under review over the next few days. And for the rest of this week, it looks like it's year 7s and 11s only at UCC that are going to be in.
I think so. Like I say, we'll look at it on a daily basis. And if, you know, we've contacted the staff who are off with COVID, and if it looks like we're going to be able to get another year group back in, we will do that. And the first ones on the list there will be year 10s. But if it's not the case and our capacity is as limited as it is now, then it'll be Monday next week when we return to business as usual.
Ben Solly, Principal of UCC, thanks very much for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Town. Absolutely feel for you, just the way that you're actually caught up in it and the way you're explaining it. Thank you for talking to us.
No problem, Rob. Cheers.